This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. What a blessing it is to have you join us today. We're continuing the teaching from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. Rob, these deceptive lies from the enemy that you've been taking us through have been pretty amazing because they are so common. And today we're picking up where we left off last time in our study through chapter 5. Rob, it's so great to have you back in the studio with us again.
Tim, it's so good to see you today, and I just want to thank you for all you do in Jesus' name to allow us to be a part of this wonderful ministry on radio, to be able to share the truth that has the power to set folks free in Jesus. And we just thank you for all you do to make this possible. God bless you, my wonderful friend. And we take this very, very seriously. We believe that this is a season, a precious season of opportunity to be able to share with our listeners these wonderful eternal truths of God. Now, please hear my heart. If you are to receive these truths, you will not receive them from Rob Randall. I know that. It's not about what you think of me that matters or this program. If I am to receive the truth that has the power to set us free, it's going to come from Christ. It's going to come from the Lord Jesus. It's going to come through the guide and leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit as we study the Word of God together. So may I encourage you, look to Him. Look to Him. What a joy it is for us to share this time with you. Thank you for tuning in. We bless you in Jesus' name, but I want to encourage you, look to Him to interpret these truths in your heart. Would you join me in prayer right now so that we might look to Him? Now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would be our guide and our teacher into all truth. Your word promises that you will be, and so we invite you to come and teach us. We, Lord, want to know the truth that has the ability, the power, to set us free in Christ Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would bless my friend who is listening today. Bless them. Take us to a place from bondage to freedom and help us know what that looks like. Lord, I ask that we would have the courage. You are the author and finisher of our faith. So we ask that you would, through the hearing of your word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Through the hearing today of your Word, that you would build us up in your faith, that we might trust you to take us to those places where we need to be set free. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Let me remind you to get your copy of Rob's new book, Lies That Kill, by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Just follow the prompts and your copy will be mailed out quickly. Okay, Dr. Randall, you have a lot of ground to cover today, so I'm not going to take up any more time. Let's get right into the topic.
As some of you have no doubt noticed that have followed the Invisible War teaching week after week, of course, you can download all the programs from our website. Just go to theinvisiblewar.org. If you've missed any program, any of this teaching, Let me encourage you to go back at your convenience, at your own quiet time or study time around the things of heaven, and you can download any and all of this teaching for free, each program. Now, you will notice, those of you that have followed The Invisible War, that we teach chapters and sections, not just 1 week and then change another subject the next week, but they are in increments of several weeks, several parts, if you please. Several programs cover a subject matter, part one, part two, part three, part... And you'll notice that we are now in the seventh contribution of this study, and we're not near done. Now, I'm not apologizing for this. I just want to say a word about this. This subject is so important, so fundamental to our success of walking with Christ, that we can't easily just wink at it and go on. This is so critical, this study. The fact that you're studying with us is so important and so critical. I thank you for taking the journey with us. May God bless you in the journey. Now, as we have studied the lie, I'm doing the best I can, surely. God only expects me to do my best. If believed, this lie has the ability to lead us into a self-reliance, self-centered kind of life. And that life, the Bible calls the flesh. And all the flesh produces is destruction. I want to ask you today, as I have asked week after week, how are you doing with this? How are you doing with your walk with Jesus? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the flesh and what the flesh produces? Are you satisfied with what you are able to do and what you control? Are you satisfied with your marriage under your control? How's that working out? How about your money? Are you satisfied with your money, whether you have it or don't have it? Are you satisfied with what you have been able to accomplish? Are you? Are you satisfied with your health? Are you satisfied with what the devil has offered to you as a kind of life that is dependent upon drugs and alcohol and all kinds of perversion? Are you satisfied with that? Surely not. The Lord comes to offer us a different kind of life. The Bible calls it eternal life, a life like God. And that life is available to us today. Now, you might say, Dr. Randall, okay, that's fine, but how does that work for me? I go to church. I was raised in church. I went to confirmation. I was baptized. There was a time when I prayed the prayer of faith and asked Jesus to come into my life, but my life's a wreck. It's a mess. Is this eternal life really available to me today? Is it? Yes. Oh, yes. 1,000 times yes. But I'm fearful. Most of us have never looked at how it works and how it actually, the very life of Christ, is imparted to us through Calvary. How does that work? Please hear the message today. Get your Bibles, get a pad and a pen, take good notes. This is so important. Please hear it with your heart. How does a person receive this supernatural power to be used of God? First, please hear me. First and foremost, you need to be born of the Spirit. That's right. Are you born of the Spirit? You must, as Jesus said, be born again. John chapter 3. Have you ever been born again? Have you ever been born of the Spirit? You need to give your life to Christ and receive Him as your personal Savior. That's right. I can't do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. The prayers of your mother can't save you. The prayers of your priest can't save you. Please hear me today. Only you can open up your heart and invite Jesus to forgive you of your sin. Would you receive Him today? Would you do it? I wish I could do it for you. I wish I had the prayer to pray over you that would automatically save you, but I don't. No one else does. It is your heart before the Lord to receive Him and the work He did for you when He died for you at Calvary. Would you receive Him today? Would you do it? You need to be born again. Secondly, if you are already a child of God and you don't see this supernatural power of God being manifested in and through your life, it's time for you, that's right, today, to submit your life completely to the Lord. Ask Him today to fill you with His Spirit. Would you hear and obey the Word of God right now? I mean today. Would you do it? Ephesians 5, verse 14 through 18. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. That's right. The Bible tells us, God's Word tells us that we are to be filled with the Spirit. Are you filled with the Spirit? Are you? At the moment we are filled with the Spirit, we are no longer in the flesh. At the moment we are in the flesh, we are no longer in the Spirit. You can't have it both ways. I can't have it both ways. Now let's look closer at this passage of Scripture to gain an even better understanding of how we receive this supernatural power of God's life that is in us. We see in this passage that it is a wise man who chooses to live a life in the power of the Spirit of God. Why? Because the days are evil. The days are evil because they have a curse of time upon them due to our sin. Sin's curse has caused our days to be numbered. There will come a termination of our time. There are just so many days we will draw breath, just so many opportunities to witness for Christ, and just so many days to allow our Lord to perform His work in and through us. Therefore, the admonition to each believer is this: don't be foolish. Don't be foolish and live in the flesh, but live a life that is continually being filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. I want us to look at three important truths concerning this God kind of life that you and I would choose when we choose to be filled with the Spirit of God. The first thing I want us to see is there's a mystery about it. I mean, it's mysterious. The Apostle Paul refers to Christ indwelling the life of anyone who will accept Him as Savior, a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery that has now been revealed. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, we find these words: to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of His glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's right. It's a mystery. It's mysterious. It is supernatural. Although this wonderful mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory, is now revealed, it is still very mysterious. It is mysterious because it is not natural. It is supernatural. We're talking about the very Spirit of God coming into our lives and taking control. The Lord Jesus came to earth to die for our sin. He rose from the dead to defeat death for every believer. He ascended to the right hand of the Father in the place of all authority. Jesus is Lord. Listen to His words as He was leaving to go to the Father, explaining what was to come for every one of us who are His followers. In John chapter 16, verse 7, we find these words: but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. We continue the words of Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17. Hear them with your heart today. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. The Spirit of Christ is in us as believers. Think about it. Can you imagine that? The very person of Christ, in all his power, in all his authority, in all his glory, is living in your and my human body. He has made his dwelling place our bodies. Can you imagine? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, a dwelling place of the Spirit of God who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Yes, the Lord God Himself has come into our bodies to manifest, to produce everything that is in God's heart. Not only does He come to produce it in us, but it is also His desire to produce it through us. How can this be? It's supernatural. It's a God thing. It's an eternal matter. There's nothing in this life to which we can relate this wonderful relationship we have with God through the indwelling Holy Spirit. No experience or relationship you have ever known is like Him. No love, no peace, nothing. Nothing is like our wonderful Lord Jesus. Just because it is different in kind doesn't make it any less true. The very person of Christ dwells in our bodies so that the glory of God in all its fullness may be manifested through our lives. Watchman Nee clarifies for us what living in the Spirit means, and I quote, "I trust the Holy Spirit to do in me what I cannot do myself. This life is completely different from the life I would naturally live of myself. Each time I am faced with a new demand from the Lord, I look to Him to do in me what He requires of me." I want to ask you today, what does a Spirit-filled life look like? Is it weird and spooky? Maybe you've been to a so-called Spirit-filled church and you got scared. Stuff going on there just was spooky. I mean, it was just weird. Is that what the Spirit-filled life really looks like? Does it make us unfit for us? Does it cause us to bark like dogs and all this weird stuff? Is that really what the Spirit life looks like? No. No, the life of the Spirit-filled believer looks like Jesus. What takes place when the Holy Spirit is in control of the life of the believer? Please hear me today. It always looks like the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not the Acts of the Apostles. In truth, it is the Acts of the Holy Spirit through Christ's body, His church. And folks, we are living in that day today. We're living in the church age where the Spirit of God comes to dwell within us so that He might manifest Jesus to this old dark world. God is performing through the believer His miraculous works so that through the witnessing of these supernatural acts, what Paul calls signs and wonders. That's not just a term that's been taken by certain churches. Hear me, that's a New Testament term. Paul calls them signs and wonders. Why? It's a sign to Jesus because it causes people to be full of wonder. It's a wonder. It causes people to wonder. They're wonderful works, full of wonder. And it is through these signs and wonders, these supernatural acts, as we see in the book of Acts and in the church today, that the world comes to know Jesus is Lord. Just the other day, a young man came to me with a broken heart. His wife had taken their two children and had left him. She was sick and tired of his relentless critical rants coming from his heart of bitterness. his anger and horrific rage. After several days and many hours, the Holy Spirit working in this precious man's life, he called me and said his wife wanted to come to talk to me. When she arrived at our home, she told me that this was the very day she had decided to go to the courthouse and file for divorce. I asked her, "What changed your mind?" She said, "It is because of the change that I see in my husband. Please hear me today. It is through the seeing, the observing, the manifest presence of Christ, the manifestation of the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit that people come to know our blessed Lord Jesus. It is as true today as it was when it happened in the New Testament time."
And that's our prayer for everyone listening today, that their life will shine with the power of Christ in them as well. We're going to pick up where we left off today next time, right here on The Invisible War. Let me encourage you, we depend on your financial support in order to bring the program to you each week. I can't say this strongly enough, we do depend on your financial support to be able to broadcast this program here on this station. And if you have been blessed by this ministry, now would be a perfect time to get on board with your financial partnership. Please call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. This would mean so much to us right now, and thank you in advance for your generosity. Dr. Randall, we only have a few moments to close out the program today, so will you lead us in prayer as we come to a close?
The Lord has been so good to us today to share these wonderful truths. Now, that's just one of 3 points about the filling of the Spirit that we need to cover, and we will cover, but you need to join us next time when we pick up this whole matter of what it is to live this supernatural kind of life in this old world. The life of victory, a life of power, a life of healing, a life of great joy and victory over sin, over death, over the devil, over his schemes, and over this silly lie. Surely God only expects me to do my best. I'm doing the best I can. No. What a lie. The Lord wants to give us something so much more than what we are able to produce. Thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for standing with us. And we make appeals every week, of course. The downloading of the program is free. You can download all of this teaching for free, but the radio time is not free. It's very expensive, as you would understand. So let me encourage you today. Would you just ask the Lord how you might be a part of this? Ask Him a figure. Would you be courageous enough to just say, "Lord, give me a figure. Let me know how I can invest in this ministry of freedom and this ministry of truth that has the truth, that is sharing the truth, that has the power to set people free." Now, what a privilege is ours every program we choose to close in prayer. And I can't do it for you. Oh, I can pray for you, but I can't really do what you need to do in prayer. But I invite you to pray with me. We can do it together. Would you join your hearts with mine in prayer right now as we go to the Father through the authority that is ours in Christ Jesus? Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for this wonderful time. Now, Lord, if there is someone listening that has never put their faith and trust in you as their personal Savior and Lord, they've never been born again. They've never been born of the Spirit. Give them the courage to put their faith in you right now. Pray this prayer with me. Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Now, Lord, seal this time of prayer with your blood. May this time not be stolen or twisted in any kind of way by the evil one. Lord, I thank you for the sweet privilege, wonderful privilege, that you've given us to share this time around the eternal matters of heaven. I ask you, Lord, to bless my friend. Bless all of those who share this time on the Invisible War. And we look forward next week when we will share our hearts again together in this study of Lies That Kill on the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.